Iranian woman lawyer wins 2003 Nobel Peace Prize. Iranian jurist and activist Shirin Ebadi was awarded the 2003 Nobel Peace Prize on October 10th for her long fight for human rights, especially for the rights of women and children in her native land, becoming the first Iranian and the first Muslim woman to win the honor. Choosing Ebadi over such contenders as Pope John Paul II and former Czech President Václav Havel, the Nobel Committee praised her work for nonviolent reform and described her as a beacon of hope for Muslims everywhere. She sees no conflict between Islam and fundamental human rights, Committee Chairman Ole Danbolt-Moyes said in making the announcement in Oslo. It is a pleasure to award the Peace Prize to a woman who is part of the Muslim world and of whom that world can be proud. News of the surprise choice reached the 56-year-old Ebadi while she was on a trip to Paris to attend a conference on Iranian films. During a news conference in the French capital, she exhibited the steely serenity she honed as Iran's first female judge and later as a lawyer, writer, and lecturer. The duty of life is to fight in a difficult situation, as there is in Iran, Ebadi told journalists. If today, as a woman and a lawyer, I was living in a country in which all the rights of women were respected, I wouldn't be as proud of myself as I am today. Dressed in a black suit and wearing lipstick, the diminutive Ebadi did not wear the traditional headscarf required in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Iran's President Mohammad Khatami, on October 14th, welcomed the award of the Nobel Peace Prize to Ebadi. There is no one who does not delight in the success of a compatriot, Khatami told journalists after leaving parliament, adding that, obviously, I am pleased that a compatriot has achieved such success. I hope that this achievement will serve the general interest of the people, the world peace, and humanity. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan called Ebadi courageous, and many other foreign leaders hailed the award. I hope this award will empower women to speak out and insist on their rights, Annan said. Last year, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter won the prize. Ordinary Iranians have been delighted and filled with pride by Ebadi's sudden international recognition. This prize is very important for the future of the country, Saeed Lalaz, a political analyst in Tehran, said in a phone interview. Lalaz said the Nobel strengthens Ebadi and the cause of Iranian women, who are excluded from many jobs and enjoy fewer rights than men. It will improve the role of women in Iran. There will be a sense of empowerment. I can already see this with my wife, he said, laughing. She is braver now than she was before the announcement of the prize. At Ebadi's home, her family watched updates of the news via a satellite dish, technically illegal but recently tolerated. Ebadi's 79-year-old mother, Mino Yamani, said the Nobel announcement marked the third time she cried for her daughter. The first time was at her university graduation. The second was when she was jailed. Ebadi's husband, too, was inspired by his wife's recognition. The reform movement is reborn, said Javad Tavassolian. In Los Angeles, where a third of America's 277,000 Iranian immigrants live, there was joyous reaction to the news. I hope this will help the women in Iran and throughout the region, said Farida Berozi, who burst into tears when she learned of the award. I hope they recognize that if you fight, someone will listen. If you scream and holler and speak your piece, someone will hear. Ebadi returned to a tumultuous homecoming in Tehran on October 14th, when thousands of ordinary people greeted her at the city's airport as she flew in from France. About 10,000 people were at the airport to witness her arrival. Most were women who had brought flowers and were holding her photograph and singing patriotic hymns. This prize is not only for me, but for all those in favor of peace, democracy, human rights, and legality, Ebadi said after she stepped off an Iran Air Boeing from Paris. The world recognizes the fight of Muslim women, and this is my political message. My message for Iranians is a message of love, friendship, peace, and justice. Ebadi has worked closely with activists struggling for democratic reform in Iran. But she has also criticized reformers for ignoring women's rights, which she believes is as urgent a priority as the freedoms of expression and assembly. Ebadi is said to attract people with the force of a magnet. Whether she is giving a seminar or arguing passionately in a vain attempt to raise the marriageable age of girls from 9 to 15, Iranian women flock to her for advice about having their daughters study law. Ebadi's patience and perseverance had brought a breakthrough in the mid-1970s when she became Iran's first female judge. After the overthrow of the Shah in 1979, she was transferred to a lowly post in the Justice Ministry. She began her own law practice in the 1980s and became internationally known as a professor and prolific writer and speaker. In the 1990s, she founded the Society for the Protection of the Rights of Children. She took part in the drive for women's empowerment that propelled the 1997 election of moderate President Mohammad Khatami. Among her books translated into English are The Rights of the Child, On Children's Rights in Iran, and History and Documentation of Human Rights in Iran. The Nobel Peace Prize, which comes with a $1.3 million award, will be awarded December 10th in Oslo. Iranian woman lawyer wins 2003 Nobel Peace Prize. Iranian jurist and activist Shirin Ebadi was awarded the 2003 Nobel Peace Prize on October 10th for her long fight for human rights, especially for the rights of women and children in her native land, becoming the first Iranian and the first Muslim woman to win the honor. Choosing Ebadi over such contenders as Pope John Paul II, and former Czech President Václav Havel, the Nobel Committee praised her work for nonviolent reform and described her as a beacon of hope for Muslims everywhere. She sees no conflict between Islam and fundamental human rights, Committee Chairman Ole Danbolt-Moise said in making the announcement in Oslo. It is a pleasure to award the Peace Prize to a woman who is part of the Muslim world and of whom that world can be proud. News of the surprise choice reached the 56-year-old Ebadi while she was on a trip to Paris to attend a conference on Iranian films. During a news conference in the French capital, she exhibited the steely serenity she honed as Iran's first female judge and later as a lawyer, writer, and lecturer. The duty of life is to fight in a difficult situation, as there is in Iran, Ebadi told journalists. If today, as a woman and a lawyer, I was living in a country in which all the rights of women were respected, I wouldn't be as proud of myself as I am today. Dressed in a black suit and wearing lipstick, the diminutive Ebadi did not wear the traditional headscarf required in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Iran's President Mohammad Khatami, on October 14th, welcomed the award of the Nobel Peace Prize to Ebadi. There is no one who does not delight in the success of a compatriot, Khatami told journalists after leaving parliament, adding that, obviously, I am pleased that a compatriot has achieved such success. I hope that this achievement will serve the general interest of the people, the world peace, and humanity. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan called Ebadi courageous, and many other foreign leaders hailed the award. I hope this award will empower women to speak out and insist on their rights, Annan said. Last year, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter won the prize. Ordinary Iranians have been delighted and filled with pride by Ebadi's sudden international recognition. This prize is very important for the future of the country, Saeed Lalaz, a political analyst in Tehran, said in a phone interview. Lalaz said the Nobel strengthens Ebadi and the cause of Iranian women, who are excluded from many jobs and enjoy fewer rights than men. It will improve the role of women in Iran. There will be a sense of empowerment. I can already see this with my wife, he said, laughing. She is braver now than she was before the announcement of the prize. At Ebadi's home, her family watched updates of the news via a satellite dish, technically illegal but recently tolerated. Ebadi's 79-year-old mother, Mino Yamani, said the Nobel announcement marked the third time she cried for her daughter. The first time was at her university graduation. The second was when she was jailed. Ebadi's husband, too, was inspired by his wife's recognition. The reform movement is reborn, said Javad Tavasolian. In Los Angeles, where a third of America's 277,000 Iranian immigrants live, there was joyous reaction to the news. I hope this will help the women in Iran and throughout the region, said Farida Berozi, who burst into tears when she learned of the award. I hope they recognize that if you fight, someone will listen. If you scream and holler and speak your piece, someone will hear. Ebadi returned to a tumultuous homecoming in Tehran on October 14th, when thousands of ordinary people greeted her at the city's airport as she flew in from France. About 10,000 people were at the airport to witness her arrival. Most were women who had brought flowers and were holding her photograph and singing patriotic hymns. This prize is not only for me, but for all those in favor of peace, democracy, human rights, and legality, Ebadi said after she stepped off an Iran Air Boeing from Paris. The world recognizes the fight of Muslim women, and this is my political message. My message for Iranians is a message of love, friendship, peace, and justice. Ebadi has worked closely with activists struggling for democratic reform in Iran. But she has also criticized reformers for ignoring women's rights, which she believes is as urgent a priority as the freedoms of expression and assembly. Ebadi is said to attract people with the force of a magnet. Whether she is giving a seminar or arguing passionately in a vain attempt to raise the marriageable age of girls from 9 to 15, Iranian women flock to her for advice about having their daughters study law. Ebadi's patience and perseverance had brought a breakthrough in the mid-1970s when she became Iran's first female judge. After the overthrow of the Shah in 1979, she was transferred to a lowly post in the Justice Ministry. She began her own law practice in the 1980s and became internationally known as a professor and prolific writer and speaker. In the 1990s, she founded the Society for the Protection of the Rights of Children. She took part in the drive for women's empowerment that propelled the 1997 election of moderate President Mohammad Khatami. Among her books translated into English are The Rights of the Child, On Children's Rights in Iran, and History and Documentation of Human Rights in Iran. The Nobel Peace Prize, which comes with a $1.3 million award, will be awarded December 10th in Oslo.